We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
Hey, what's up, Chi-Town? And welcome to episode 492 of Speak Your Mind Radio. I am your hostess with the mostest, Queen Star, aka Ms. Hip Hop. And today, I know I'm a little late, but we are discussing Kanye West's collaborative album, Vultures, with Ty Dolla $ign. And their first volume drop video, which is the two-parter of a track called Talking and Once Again. Now, the first part of the track, Talking, is Northwest, who's only 10 years old, y'all. And she's rapping the entire first verse. It's your bestie, Miss Westie. Don't try to test me. It's going to get messy. Just bless me. Yeah. I thought that was a pretty cool intro because Kanye West, her dad, you know, he used to always step on each track and introduce himself, you know, say, Mr. West is in the building. You know, the college dropout days. Yay. Yeah. And as I remember, Michael Jackson always saying that no matter how big you are, who you are, you have to introduce yourself in every room that you walk in. And that's exactly how Kanye West became a legend. He introduced himself on each track. Lil Wayne did the same thing. And now Northwest is doing it, following her father's footsteps. You know, plus that catchy hook, you know, that part where she's talking, it came from... You don't want no problems, you just talking. It came from a sample, you know what I'm saying? You don't want no problems, you're just talking. But, you know, this was originated from a stomp and shake routine by the Wilkes-Barre area high school cheer squad. And you can catch that little clip, you know, anywhere online. Just put in, you don't want no problems, cheer squad. Like I said, Northwest, Kanye's oldest daughter, is falling into her dad's footsteps when it comes to these samples. They crazy. Like father, like daughter. Now, the video also included a cool visual of Ty Dolla $ign and his daughter, Jillian Griffin, on the second part, Once Again. Now, I love the essence. I really love how they, like, made the video of, like, father and daughter, you know, guiding each other's lights and the, you know, the sensitive moments between the two. It was beautiful, you know, and I didn't even know Ty Dolla had a daughter, and she does look exactly like him. They both got the eye color, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like I said, the essence of the video, it's cool with me, father like daughter. And, you know, I believe that this project, Vultures, is going to be a major thing. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to hit the charts, the Billboard Hot 100s. I think it's going to go far regardless of what the critics may say. And the reason why I say that is because, like, I haven't seen a father and daughter duo quite like this before. You know, the first time in this generation was with Aubrey and Adonis. That father and son duo match was cool. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to be just as big as his father. You know what I'm saying? And I also think that Northwest is going to be that artist in the family that's going to take on what Kanye West already started. You know, whether she doesn't succeed in music or not, she's still going to have her own entity. because both her parents have their own thing going on and they can't do nothing but install the DNA that they have inside their blood inside their daughter to make that money. So this is a wonderful thing. Also, I wanted to touch on the fact that on this album, Vultures, finally, Kanye West was supposed to release the track New Body that he once recorded in 2019 with Nicki Minaj. So what happened with that? Nicki Minaj was asked to clear the track so that he can place the New Body with her version on there on the Vultures project. She refused. She said that train has sailed the train station. Oh, sailed the train station, Lord. You know, that ship has sailed, basically, and she's not doing it. So now he has a choice between Doja Cat and Ice Spice. Ice Spice recorded a verse for Kanye West and took it right off the table because her team deemed it not necessary for the two to record together at this particular time, which I think was a good thing because we'll come around, go around. Sorry, Ye. I love you, but damn. I know you're going to find somebody else for that track because Nicki Minaj not having it, period. So, yeah. Anyway, I look forward to this album, Vultures, and hopefully, you know, when he goes on tour, he brings his daughter, Northwest, and Ty Dolla $ign brings his daughter, Jillian Griffin. I could see them in person. I think that would be an awesome experience, to be honest. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in to another fabulous episode of Speak Your Mind Radio right here with Miss Hip Hop. And also, if you're interested in coming on the show, make sure you email me your bio and the links to your music at speakyourmindradio2021@yahoo.com. And I can book you for the show and we can get to talking and see what's going on with your upcoming album or your visuals. I want to know all of it. So make sure you send me your bio and your music links to speakyourmindradio2021@yahoo.com. I love you, Chicago, and peace out, yo.